What you just read about adding folic acid to bread is true. However, after reviewing the information, there have been some changes to the conclusions originally found. First, the phrase, even a young woman, is used when mentioning that it is not practical to expect women to receive the proper amounts of folic acid from this type of diet is irrelevant to the original problem of pregnant women receiving adequate amounts of folic acid. Many pregnant women would eat more bread during their pregnancy, so they are likely to receive the needed amount of folic acid. Also, there is a concern about the adverse effect of the addition of folic acid to everyday foods, such as bread on the elderly, because 70 to 80% of the elderly population has detectable levels of unmetabolized folic acid in their blood, and an increase in the intake of folic acid can accelerate the growth of pre-neoplasmic lesions. However, it is still unknown how much folic acid supplementation might cause harm. If the levels of folic acid added to the bread is right, then there will be no adverse effects on the elderly. Toxicity caused by folic acid has a low risk associated with it due to the water-soluble nature of the vitamin and is regularly flushed from the body through urination. However, one potential issue with high dosages of folic acid is it can hide a condition called pernicious anemia or a vitamin B12 deficiency, which can have several negative impacts on a person's health. Third of all, if the woman doesn't know she is pregnant, how would she know to take the vitamin pills to absorb folic acid? If it is critical for the folic acid to be taken during the early state of pregnancy, then this lack of knowledge could lead to serious consequences for her unborn baby.